You're listening to SBS News.
Trials are underway on a tuberculosis vaccination to see if it might help reduce the effects of COVID-19 on healthcare workers. Called the BRACE trials, they're taking place in the United Kingdom, Australia, the Netherlands, Spain and Brazil. They aim to recruit more than 10,000 healthcare staff worldwide. The BCG vaccines, currently given to more than 100 million babies worldwide each year, to protect them against tuberculosis, or TB. French scientists began developing the BCG in 1908, and it was introduced in 1921. The name, Bacillus Albert-Guérin, comes from the names of the two bacteriologists involved, Albert Calmette and Camille Guérin. Tuberculosis is caused by a bacteria which attacks the lungs and is caught by being in close contact with a person with the disease when they sneeze or cough. It became especially common after the Second World War. The vaccine became more widely used in the 1950s, where large specialist hospitals were set up to treat patients with TB. Professor Nigel Curtis is an infectious diseases specialist at Australia's Murdoch Children's Research Institute and Melbourne University. He says while BCG doesn't attack the new coronavirus, it can boost the immune system.
The very exciting thing about the BCG vaccine is that as well as having protective effects against its target disease, tuberculosis, we now understand that it has what are called off-target effects. And what this means is that this vaccine is able to boost the immune system. It in fact trains the part of the immune system that's called the innate immune system. And this is the frontline defense of the body against a variety of different infections. And so what we're using this vaccine for is this ability to strengthen this defense against all different infections, including viruses.
Although doctors usually recommend boosting the immune system with sleep, fitness and a good diet, the study's researchers argue there are few interventions that have been scientifically proven to do that. They say BCG is one that's known about, and they're now looking to see how it'll perform with the coronavirus. A second wave of coronavirus cases appears to be crossing the world. The giant hospitals erected hastily to cope with an increase in cases during the first outbreak could soon be busy again. If doctors can prove the trial is successful, vulnerable people could be given BCG in future outbreaks. Professor Mihai G. Natia works at the Department of Internal Medicine at Radboud University Medical Centre in the Netherlands. He's running a randomised trial to see whether vaccinated health workers are less likely to get the coronavirus.
They mimic very well an infection. And at the same time, through a general boost of the immune response, they can protect also against other types of infections. It could be a very important tool to bridge this dangerous period until we have on the market a proper specific vaccine against coronavirus.
Over 100 trials are underway worldwide aimed at finding treatments or a vaccine which can protect against COVID-19. Some vaccine trials are at their second and third phase, but optimism that one will become available this year has waned. Even if a vaccine is found to work, it will take many more months to scale up production to the point where it can be made widely available. But Dr. Natia is also cautious about what role the BCG could perform in the long term.
Even if BCG would work perfectly well, this protection would be probably given for 2 or 3 years. And that would mean that this is only bridging the time until a specific vaccine can be developed.
Although the BCG is cheap and relatively easy to produce, sharp demand for the vaccine would mean children and some patients who rely on it will be forced to go without. The BCG is still very important in reducing the spread of tuberculosis, particularly in poorer countries. World Health Organization figures show 10 million people fall ill with it and 1.5 million people die from it each year. The WHO says it's also the leading cause of death of people with HIV, and is a major contributor to antimicrobial resistance. Professor Curtis is also concerned that the drug won't be available to those who need it if it's used indiscriminately.
BCG vaccine is something that is that is could easily be in short supply if it's used inappropriately. And it does still have very important uses for both protecting against tuberculosis. And in fact, it is also used for its off-target effects regularly today, routinely for the treatment of bladder cancer. And so we certainly don't want people to be using the BCG vaccine outside of clinical trials for the purpose of protecting against coronavirus.
And he says it's still too early to know whether people who've been vaccinated with BCG will have any raised immunity against the coronavirus.
There is some evidence to suggest that it may be long-lasting, but we simply don't know. But what we do know is that even if you've had a BCG vaccine in the past, having another vaccine, so being another BCG vaccine, being revaccinated with BCG, is beneficial and provides a more increased boosting of the immune system.
Other BCG trials are taking place in Greece, Germany, Denmark, the UK, and the US. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Nikki Canning, SBS News.